55 degrees and clear skies here at Arvest Ballpark with a slight breeze blowing out of the west. Takes the flags as it just plays with the flags out in center field. Adam works out of the stretch. Here's the next.
Yesterday, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals wrapped up a three-game homestand against the Midland Rockhounds. The Nats began the 2014 season with six games in Texas. When the team is on the road, Arvest Ballpark is a lot quieter. Once a month, we take listeners behind the scenes of a unique space. Earlier this month, I found myself exploring some interesting places inside Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. The stadium was built by Kansas City-based architects HOK Sport, now called Populous, and it won 2008 Ballpark of the Year on baseballparks.com. According to the team's website, the project, which included construction of the ballpark and parking lots and surrounding road improvements, cost $50 million. It seats 6,500 plus the berm and picnic areas. Marketing and PR manager Dustin Detlefs says their largest crowds have been upwards of 8,900 people. Anyone who has attended a game since the park opened in 2008 is no doubt familiar with the concourse level of the stadium. Concession stands and restrooms line the outer perimeter of the park, while rows and rows of seats descend toward the field. A tan building, located to the north of the main gate, houses a souvenir shop, a ticket office, and the Naturals' front office. Entering this building from the north, you'll find yourself in a standard waiting area with a receptionist desk, a few couches, and a flat-screen TV mounted on the wall. Continuing south, there's a long hallway with offices on either side. Dustin Detlefs, the Naturals' marketing and PR manager, is serving as today's tour guide. The guest services and first aid area is located about halfway down the hall. An exit on the far side of the room leads to the concourse level. Detlefs makes his way toward a door located just south of the main entrance. The Sam's Club community room is located just ahead in this lobby area. To the right, there's a staircase leading up to the suite area and another one leading under the stadium.
And this kind of goes down to the player level. This hallway goes underneath the concourse along the third baseline. It's actually where the visiting team goes down to their dugout area. So they don't have to cross the field or anything. They can just head that way.
Athletes often leave several of their belongings behind when they travel out of town, so access to the home clubhouse is limited. Because of this, today's tour will focus on the visitors' clubhouse. Heading south down the hall, there's a room on the left filled with whirling machines cleaning laundry. The visiting team's clubhouse is located on the right and consists of a kitchen area, a shower and bathroom area, and a standard square locker room whose walls are lined with green lockers. Detlefs says the home clubhouse is much larger and shaped like an oval. He says it has more amenities like bigger flat-screen TVs, couches, a family lounge, and a workout area. After exiting the visitor's locker room to the east, Detlefs travels down another walkway, and an indoor batting area is located immediately to the right.
Honestly, for this level, it's a pretty nice amenity for the teams because they can just go right off their locker rooms and get swings in, or if it's bad weather, like rainy weather like today, they can do their work inside and not have to worry about going outdoors or going to a separate building.
To the left of this walkway, there are a couple of locker rooms, one for umpires and another one for mascots. The latter is a very small room where Strike the Sasquatch and Sinker the Blue Beaver Lake Creature can get ready. A shelving unit contains random items like a t-shirt cannon, baseball piñatas, and cowbells. Items used in current on-field promotions in between innings can be found down the hall to the right in an auxiliary locker room. Fans may be familiar with the tricycles used in a paperboy race or a pair of brown recliners that are typically situated behind home plate. Promotional staff members have easy access from this locker room to the field thanks to a nearby tunnel.
This is the tunnel that our staff can use. It's also, you know, if anybody has handicap needs that wants to sit down front, they can also use this area. But as we go through, but it leads right up to right near the dugouts. And as you see, the team has their own tunnel. It's basically the same thing, and their rubber mat goes all the way up, and that's down there because of their metal cleats, so they don't have to step on the cement or anything like that. And then it just leads right into the field of play, a gate that our staff can use to take first pitches and contestants out there, and then the dugout for the home team. This is our home dugout.
From here, Detlefs heads up a row of stairs past fan seating toward the concourse and back to the suite entrance area. This time, he heads upstairs to the suite level. According to the team's website, these private, climate-controlled suites are 480 square feet and are comprised of a private restroom, a kitchen area, and a deck with seating for 13. Detlefs says they have 23 suites, two of which are a little larger and measure about 960 square feet. An area for reporters is located in the center of the suite level.
This is our press box. So this is where the media will sit during the game, as well as some of our staff. We do provide food for the media, typically about a half hour before the game starts, 45 minutes. And it's kind of stadium-style seating up here. So we have usually one of our representatives. Typically, I'll be up in the press box just to answer any questions. And then we have enough seats up here, and each one of these windows individually can open up. So if it's a nice night, you can open it up.
To the right of the large window, there's a row of doors to much smaller rooms. The first two are the booths for the visiting and home radio announcers. Next to these is one more room that gets busy on game day.
And this is a room where this is where the official scorer sits. He'll sit at the front left, and then we have our game day stringer. So if you've ever followed along on a website, ball one, strike one, hit, run score, that's kind of what he does. And then we have our line score person back here that just basically controls balls and strikes, runs, hits, errors on the video board.
Three of the room's walls contain windows, which allow workers to see the field as well as other staff members in the rooms beside them. A computer and a pair of binoculars are located on a tabletop stationed at the front of the room. This room also contains a radar gun that's mounted and pointed at home plate to record pitching speeds. The video board room is next door, and it's about three times as big as the last three rooms. This area contains chairs and tables at the front of the room, and there's a tall bay of televisions and electrical devices located in the back. General Manager Justin Cole describes the production room as the ballpark's nerve center.
We have a full-time production person who's here year-round. He does all of our content for, graphics on the website, brochures, commercials, as well as the in-game stuff. He does have an assistant that works with us during the season. But on a game day, you have Patrick is our production coordinator. He is the kind of the head of that room. He usually runs the soundboard, so all the music or video sound. We have our PA announcer, a person that runs the computer that controls the video board, a stats person doing the stats, and then in the back of the room, there's the technical director who's with all the camera people, and then a person doing replays. So all in all, you have six people, some nights seven, just depending on how much we have going on.
Cole says the production area is one of his favorite spaces in the ballpark.
When you come to a baseball park, you obviously have the game on the field, and that's the focal point. But that room controls all of the video, audio. They're communicating with the in-between innings crew that's doing all the fun stuff. And when you're up there, you can't impact the game, but you can impact the crowd. You can play a sound effect that'll make everyone laugh, or you can play a song that'll, if we hit a home run and you play the right song, it just takes the energy level up even more. So I really like being in there. Not all game, but I like being in there at times. Because you kind of get the pulse of what we're doing.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals season is underway, and you can explore Arvest Ballpark now through early September. KUAF Night with the Naturals is scheduled for next Thursday, and a portion of ticket sales will benefit KUAF. Tickets can be ordered by calling 927-4063 or by emailing TreyG@nwanaturals.com.